to the December 11th meeting of the Aiken City Council.
Thank you.
This time we're going to have an invocation, which will be followed by the pledge to the flag, which I'm asking former Councilman Sifa Moki to come up and do. So I'll say the invocation, which will be followed by the pledge. Let's pray. Father, we're thankful for this time to come together. We're thankful for this season, which we reflect and think about the things that are important in life to us. We're thankful for a city that we live in that cherishes those things and takes time to remember. Father, we just pray that you would watch over our citizens, over our families and friends as through this holiday season as people are traveling to visit us, and as they leave and come back, we just pray that you'd give them travel mercies. We pray that your blessings would be upon this meeting, that the things we do that would, and the decisions we make would be pleasing in your eyes. And it's in your name we ask it. Amen. And I'll ask Councilman Hamoki. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
We like that you can't stay away.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic over which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to read our guidelines for our meetings. Meetings are public forums in which many opinions are expressed and the business of the city must be conducted. As such, disciplined, honorable, and professional decorum is paramount. During public hearings, all questions and statements shall be directed to the chair. And if you wish to speak, please raise your hand and I will recognize you. Please approach the podium and state your name and address. In order to allow opportunities for everyone who wishes to address council, speakers should limit their comments to the subject being discussed, and each speaker will be given 5 minutes to address an issue. And we thank you for helping us follow our guidelines. And this time I'd like to recognize Mayor Pro Tem Diggs for the additions and deletions to our agenda.
Good evening. Mayor Osborne and members of council, I make a motion now to amend the agenda. There are two items that we need to continue under old business, item number 3, and under new business, item number 1.
Okay, very good. And that's in the form of a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a second. All those in favor of the agenda as amended? Then that's unanimous. Thank you. The minutes were distributed to council prior to our meeting for their opportunity to review. Is there a motion to accept the minutes as presented?
I so move.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any changes to be?
Mr. Mayor, if I could just bring one thing. It's not really a change to them.
Yeah.
But we discussed the Sand River Basin Rehabilitation Project. And I had asked for a copy of the money on that, the budget, and a map of it, and we still haven't gotten that. So I think we should get that pretty soon here.
Thank you, Mr. Wolf. All right, any other changes? Okay, all those in favor of the minutes that's presented? And that's unanimous. Thank you. As we move down to old business, before we do that, I'd like to ask if council would allow me at this time to suspend the rules, because we do have a guest with us who, by request, Councilman Hamoki, or retired Councilman Hamoki, as he's called him. He says Z is keeping him busy with a list of things to do, though. So, see, we have something we'd like to present. You weren't able to make our last meeting, and we got to present this to some of the other gentlemen, but I'd like to read this and then afterwards come down and present it to you if I could. This is a plaque that we have, and it says, presented to Stephen Hamoki for your leadership and dedicated service to the citizens of Aiken and its citizens as a council member, November 23rd, 2009 to November 27th, 2017. And of course, it's presented this day in December. And I would just like to take this opportunity to say thank you. You're a gentleman. It was a pleasure serving with you on this council, and our city is a better place because of your time and your commitment. And thank you for giving. And Z, thank you for sharing him with us. I know it's a sacrifice on families as well, but thank you so much. If anyone on council wants to make a comment, want to make it a walk.
I would just say it's nice to see Z. We saw her at the first meeting, and I was worried that she was going to keep showing up. But welcome back.
Thank you.
Wait. You got to wait for the right photographer.
I'm going to do it. So, yeah.
You mean you don't want to stay?
Thank you for allowing me that. Old business number one is discussion of appointments of various city boards, commissions, and committees. I'll look to our city manager.
Mr. Mayor, the council has 15 pending appointments to fill vacancies on different city boards, commissions, and committees. No appointments are presented for council's consideration and vote at the meeting tonight. We have received a letter of resignation from Mr. Keith Wood, resigning from the Election Commission. Appointments to the Election Commission are at large, not a designated council member.
All right, are there any appointments to be considered at our next meeting? And to the new council members, correct me if I'm wrong, but they can get you those names prior to the meeting. Is that correct, Sarah, so that they can be considered?
No, they need to bring the names. There's a form that they should finish.
Right.
Complete for every nominee.
Okay. Very good. So. All righty. We will continue to work on those 15 vacancies. Number two in our old business, this is a second reading and public hearing of an ordinance to annex property at 903 Cherokee Avenue Northwest in zone residential single family, RS-10, by title and ordinance to annex to the corporate limits of the City of Aiken property owned by Mary Mulvihill and located at 903 Cherokee Avenue Northwest and to zone the same residential single family, RS-10. Is there a motion?
So moved.
We have a motion.
Second.
We have a second. Comments from staff.
Mr. Mayor, pursuant to the city's water and sewer annexation policy, the owner of this property is requesting annexation of property at 903 Cherokee Ave Northwest and zoning as residential family RS-10. The Planning Commission at their meeting on November 14th considered this request for annexation and recommended that the property be annexed and zoned residential single family. City Council approved this ordinance on first reading at the November 27th meeting. For City Council consideration, a second reading and public hearing of an ordinance to annex property at 903 Cherokee Ave Northwest and to zone it residential single family.
Thank you, Mr. Quinn. Any comments from the audience? Comments from council? All those in favor of second reading? And that's unanimous. Thank you. Number three under old business was continued, so we'll move down to now the portion of the agenda, new business. Number one was continued, so we'll go directly to number two. We're getting business done quick today, aren't we?
Yeah.
Number two is first reading of an ordinance to amend the 2017-18 budget to include revenue and expenditures for traffic safety officer grant. By title, an ordinance amending the budget of the City of Aiken for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2017 and ending June 30, 2018. Is there a motion?
Second, Mr. Mayor.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Comments from staff.
Mr. Mayor, in September of 2017, the council accepted a grant award from the South Carolina Department of Public Safety Office of Highway Safety and Justice Programs for $242,910 with funding to begin October 1st, 2017. The first year funding is 100% for the salaries, benefits, and related equipment for two officers. Related equipment includes two patrol cars and all equipment to make them fully functional functioning patrol cars. This is a renewable grant for up to 3 years, depending on the availability of funding. The grant-funded traffic officer positions are required to work towards reducing traffic fatalities, traffic collisions, and drivers under the influence violations through aggressive enforcement of traffic laws. The first officer was assigned to the grant on November 6th, and the second officer will be assigned on 9 December 2017. Since this grant was accepted after the budget of the 2017-18 year, the budget needs to be amended to include revenues and expenditures for this grant. A $200,000 budget adjustment is requested to include the grant funding and expenditures as outlined in the memorandum in your agenda. And we have Captain Burgess here this evening to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, sir. Any comments from the audience? Okay, we do have Captain Burgess here. Are there any comments or questions?
I'm just delighted to see the grant. I just in the past day have seen two cars run red lights in the south side. I have yet to drive on Pine Log, and I'll be doing it tomorrow by the schools with the flashing lights, and they just fly by me for the school. So there's a couple of places to start.
Well said. All right, all those in favor? And that's unanimous. Thank you. Moving down to petitions and requests. Number one, this is first reading of an ordinance to grant an easement to South Carolina Electric and Gas Company at Eustis Park by title and ordinance authorizing the City of Aiken to grant an easement to South Carolina Electric and Gas Company. Is there a motion?
I second.
We have a motion and a second. Comments from staff.
And Mr. Mayor, the South Carolina Electric and Gas Company has been working with us on the Eustis Park project and is requesting that the City of Aiken provide an easement across city property to provide electric service to the new community center at Eustis Park. Presently, the property at Eustis Park, where the new community center is to be built, has an overhead power line on the property. SEE&G is proposing that the overhead power line be moved closer to the property line between the City of Aiken property and Helping Hands. The SEE&G would run an underground feeder line to serve the new community center and the park in the area. This would move the overhead line running through the property to the edge of the property line. So for City Council consideration at first reading is an ordinance to grant an easement to SEE&G to move their overhead power line at the site of the Eustis Park Community Center to the edge of the city property line and then provide underground wiring to the facilities on the property. Now, as you know, almost every council meeting has representation. Mr. Scott Neely is always at our meetings. Unfortunately, he had a medical issue to deal with, and so he was unable to be here tonight, but he was hoping that we could get this passed at first reading, and then he would be present at second reading to answer any questions that you may have.
Very good. Any comments from the audience? Comments from council? Okay, all those in favor on first reading? And that's unanimous. Thank you. Moving down to number two, this is the approval of Aiken City Court jury box for 2018. Is there a motion?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor.
We have a motion and a second. Comment from staff.
Mr. Mayor, our city clerk, Sir Rideout, has prepared a jury box which under state law must be submitted to the city council for approval. Under the council manager city government model, the city council acts as jury commissioners for our city court. Each year, the council must approve the preparation of the names for our jury box. As you can see by the attached affidavit, our box contains two compartments designated as Compartment A and Compartment B. The names of all registered voters and holders of valid driver's licenses or state ID card issued pursuant to state law are placed in Compartment A. During the year, jurors are randomly selected from the compartment, and after selection for a particular term of court, the names are then placed in Compartment B. Therefore, the names are not selected again during the calendar year. We have placed a total of 15,295 names in the box. So for City Council consideration is approval of the 2018 City Court jury box.
Thank you, sir. Any comments from the audience? Comments from council?
Questions?
All those in favor? And that's unanimous. Thank you. Number three, under petitions and requests, this is City Council meeting scheduled for 2018 to be approved. Is there a motion?
I so move.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, thank you. Comments from staff?
Mr. Mayor, each year the City Council needs to set the schedule for City Council meetings for the next calendar year. Attached is a proposed listing of the City Council meetings for 2018. We ask that you review the listing and consider setting the schedule for the upcoming year. And obviously, it's obviously that the Council has the prerogative to call additional meetings anytime during that period of time. So City Council consideration is the setting of the 2018 City Council meeting schedule.
I'd just like to ask, one of the dates that we have is February 26th as a regular scheduled meeting. That's the only date we could work out with the Playhouse to have a State of the City this year. I'd like to ask if Council would be all right if we had the State of the City on the 26th and in lieu of the meeting that's the schedule there. I guess if we need it, we could have a specially called if necessary. But that's the date that worked out to do the State of the City, if it would be okay with Council to amend it.
Yeah, well, with what we've got going on this year, if you want to pick another date and you feel you need a second meeting, let's do it.
I think that might be true. But it would be all right to just amend this so that the 26th reflects State of the City. Okay, and do I need to get that from the motion?
I think you need to make sure that it says that it's the State of the City and there would be no regular City Council meeting on that evening.
Okay.
Because this calendar will be sent out to all the media agencies.
Okay.
So you want to make a
motion for that?
I think we just need our motion and our second to see if they would amend their motion to...
Yes, I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Okay. We're okay. Who made the original motion? I'm sorry, I don't... Yeah, I did. Okay, so that's fine.
And the original second?
Okay, very good.
We're good.
Very good. Thank you all for that. Okay. Any comments from the audience? Comments from Council? And all those in favor? And that's unanimous. Thank you. Well, unless there's a second page that I'm missing.
Are they always this short?
I was hoping Steve would still be here so I could say CeCe. Let me say, this is our last meeting of the year. What a pleasure it's been to serve with the council as the members who we have left, but also as the new members are already jumping in and contributing so much. And I just look forward to a terrific year. It's going to be a busy year next year, I know, but a great one for our city. And I look forward to moving forward with each of you and your input on that. So with that, any comments for the greater good?
Merry Christmas.
All right. Motion to adjourn?
I so move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, please stand up.
I'm a light skin. I'm telling you. It's not going to be awful.